Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you for allowing us to be on this broadcast tonight.
as the songwriter says, that there are some things that the Lord declares over us. Do you believe what God says about you? That's the question tonight. Do you believe the testimony that God testifies about you? Thank you for joining us tonight. I am your host, Prophetess Latoya Douglas. This is Faith Ambassadors Overflow Ministry Blog Talk Radio Broadcast. On tonight, you have joined us, and we have a guest. And I will get through the announcements. I will share a scripture, and I will introduce her. So on tonight, we have the Overflow Broadcast, and we just thank God that he allowed us to get on this line tonight. We pray that there are no distractions. Father, we thank you for your love and your mercies, which are new in our lives daily, God. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Father, I apply the blood over the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you. We thank you right now for the Holy Spirit who is here with us, because he said that where two of us are in the midst, he is with us. So we thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you would show us your glory now that your Spirit is here. And we thank you right now, God. Father, we thank you for every listener. We thank you for every person that is going to listen to the replay. We magnify you and we glorify you. And it is in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. As I said, tonight you are on the Overflow Ministry Broadcast. I would like to give honor to the apostle of this ministry, Apostle Daniel Carter, in his absence, and also Pastor Felicia Dotson in her absence, and I am the assistant pastor. We thank you for joining us here, whether you're calling in from a rehab or wherever you are. You could be in prison. We thank you for joining us. If you're at home or you're on your job, we thank you for joining us, because the Lord is going to speak something to you tonight that is going to shift something in your life. I am a firm believer that God's word, no matter who it comes through, is powerful. We thank God that he supports and he backs up his word. So I thank him tonight. That the scripture that I want to share with you guys tonight is Revelation 12, verse 11. And this goes along with what we're going to be talking about tonight, the testimony of our guest speaker. Revelation 12 and 11, and I read from the Amplified Bible. It says, "And they overcame and conquered him." Who is him? Satan, the enemy. "Because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, they did not love their life and renounced their faith, even when faced with death." I like the way that it puts that, because that last part is the prerequisite of it, that we do not love our lives and we do not renounce our faith when we are going through things that may look like we're dying spiritually or we're dying naturally on the inside. But the word of God says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we overcome by what we speak. We overcome by speaking the goodness of the Lord and what he has bought us out of. We overcome by those things. How many of you know that going through particular tragedies or hardships or circumstances and situations, it is like you are faced with death? But the Bible says that we are overcomers. So on tonight, I encourage you, and I know that God is going to speak to us as overcomers tonight, as our guest gives her testimony, because she is going to testify of the goodness of the Lord. So I thank God. If you want to connect with us, if you want to be a part of this ministry and partner with us, you can email us at faithambassadors247, that's the number 247 at gmail.com. And you can put in the subject line either Prophetess Latoya or information about whatever you would like to have information, whether it's counseling, prayer, if you want to connect with the ministry, if you want to sow a seed, you can ask that in your email. And we thank God for you reaching out to us. I am going to play 2 minutes of a song, and when I come back, I'm going to introduce our guest and let her do what God has given her to do on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Let praises rise from the inside of us. May he delight from the inside of us. All that we want to do is to glorify the Lord in word, in deed, and in everything that is a part of our lives. And again, I thank you guys for joining us on this broadcast. We love you here at Faith Ambassadors. On tonight, we have on the line someone who I met probably been maybe six or seven years now since I met this person. And since I met Minister Tabitha, I'm sorry. And when I met her, there was a connection. And I knew that God had placed her in my life, no matter, it was a very brief connection, but God placed her in my life for that very short time. And she is a praiser. She loves, she's a praise dance instructor. She praise dances as well. She makes praise dance garments. So if you guys need anything made for praise dancing, you can email us and I can get you her information so that you can get that from her. And she will make you a custom praise dance or dancing garment by the leading of the Holy Spirit. But she is a mother. She is a activist. She is a pillar in the community of Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am from. She also is a minister. She encourages women, supports women, and she is a daughter of the King. Without further ado, I am going to give the floor to Minister Tabitha. Minister Tabitha, allow the Lord to use you however he does. You have all the time you need, so don't rush and don't feel rushed. We thank God for you and for your presence here. Amen.
Amen. And I appreciate you just extending this out to me. And so before I go ahead and, you know, talk to you guys, I just want to have a word of prayer really, really quickly, and then that way I can go ahead and go forth and allow the Lord to to move.
I know this is going to be good. Her call has just dropped. So we're going to give her a few moments to call back in. Satan, we remind you that you have no authority here, that you are bound by the authority that has been given to us by Christ Jesus. And we let you know that this broadcast is anointed by God. Father, we thank you right now for your presence. We thank you for the angelic hosts that are standing guard, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to give her a few seconds to call back in because she may not even notice that she's been booted out of the call, but I can see over here on my line that she has been booted out. You know, the enemy gets mad when people are, he knows that the word of God is being put in action. And the testimony helps us to become free. When we hear people testify, we have an understanding of God being with them in everything that they did. So we have Minister Tabitha back on the line. Minister Tabitha, I know you got kicked out, so I have you back on the line. The enemy's mad. He is mad. He wants us to be distracted. He wants us to be angry, but we're not going to be. So mm-hmm. I relinquish the floor to you again.
Amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pray because that was crazy. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord,
Amen.
We just come to you right now just thanking and praising you, Lord, for everything that you have
yes,
done
Lord.
For us, everything that you're going to do on this broadcast, Father. And, Lord God, I just decree and declare, Lord, that no one else will receive your glory from whatever takes place. And, Lord,
yes,
I just pray
Lord.
That you will just move me out of the way, oh, God, and let your spirit just come up in and through me and allow me to say whatever it is that you desire for me to say, Lord. And Lord God, I just decree and declare, Lord, that lives shall be changed on today, Lord, and that we shall hear testimonies, oh God, as I deliver my testimony, Father. And Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, that this is not done in vain, Father, and not
Hallelujah.
For self-glory, oh God, but that all the glory belongs to you, oh God, so that we can
yes,
be
God.
Triumphant by sharing our testimonies, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord God, I just pray that you just have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I was driving. I was on my way home today, and I was driving. I was like, Lord, how would you have me say this to the people? And so immediately I heard in my spirit talking about knowing who you are and whose you are. And when I was going through everything that I went through, and I'm going to get to it in a few minutes, a lot of it had to do with me not knowing who I was, and also me almost being what society deemed that I should be, or being what family members or people who knew me said that I should be because of statistics or because of the situation or my upbringing and things like that. So I'm just going to share briefly my testimony just to encourage the women out there. So just like
Amen.
Most women, I grew up when I was 12 years old. I was molested by a close family member, my grandfather. And he was a member of the deacon board at church. And I remember when all of this happened, I went to him and asked him for prayer. And he told me, he was like, he prayed for me and then had me get into bed with him and did what he did to me, right? And so I remember after that happened, you know, struggling with like a lot of depression and struggling with suicidal thoughts and things like that, and still being raised in the church, still attending everything, choir rehearsal, praise dance rehearsal, usher board, everything, you know, still attending church and everything, but was still hurting on the inside from this one thing that happened to me. From that thing that happened to me, right? And so I remember sometimes going to church and looking around and being like, oh, my God, like I just wish that, you know, someone will minister to me. Because I went to a church where the prophetic flowed and everything like that. And I remember sitting there, and a lot of times, you know, prophetic words would go forth and all that. And I remember just sitting there and being like, oh my God, like I really feel like I want to like kill myself, and no one is saying anything to me, right? So, fast forward a little bit further. When I was about, I would say 20, no, I was like younger than that. I was like 19, I believe, when this all first started happening. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. So when I was 19 years old, my family was affected by a hurricane, Hurricane Rita, in 2005. And so we moved to Las Vegas, and I absolutely love the city, right? And so coming from a small little country town, you know, you don't know anything. You're green. That's what they call you, and that's what they used to call me to tell me I was green, right? So I remember one night being online, and I remember a guy approached me online, and he began to communicate with me, and he just basically said, like, hey, would you like to make a certain amount of money? And all you have to do is go on dates with men, right? So I was like, okay, this is cool. You know, I had just lost everything in a hurricane, and I was like, that's fine. And so I remember when I went to go and meet this individual, I didn't know that he was a pimp at the time, quote unquote, a pimp, right? And so I went to go and meet him, and then he kind of like gave me the lowdown on everything that, you know, was expected of me. And I was just kind of like, I don't know if this is something that I want to do or whatever. And so when I was there, when I met up with him, we met up at a hotel. He was like, well, let's just do a practice date and all this stuff. And so one thing led to another, and I wound up being involved with this guy, right, sexually involved, okay, that night. And so I remember after that happened, it was like, I was put back into the same feeling that I felt when my grandfather was there, like had did what he did to me. You know, I felt like dirty, unclean, like shame, like guilty, like why would I do this, you know? And things like that. And so after, you know, I left him, I was online again, right? And it's something about the internet, and that's why I tell people all the time, make sure you know what your young girls are doing on the internet. Make sure you know what your children are doing on the internet, because I was a grown woman technically. I was 19 years old, but these people were targeting me on the internet, okay, and making things look so flashy. And so this next person I met on the internet, he approached me, and it was almost like because I needed money, I was desperate. And so he said, hey, why don't you do some, you know, have you ever did video work? And I remember the wording that he used. He called me beautiful all the time. And it kind of like spoke positively to me. And so coming from a home where I was always called stupid, ugly, slow, retarded, and different things like that, to hear someone actually acknowledging the positive things in me, it's almost like it spoke to my low self-esteem, right? And because I had never been validated, I didn't have a father, I was never validated by a man, you know, by my father, it was like this man had came, and he's like, he's validating me, he's telling me I'm pretty, he's telling me I'm beautiful, and making me feel this way. And so I went out to L.A. and got involved in the porn industry, right? And so I remember getting involved in it, and then I came back to Las Vegas, and I just told my family and friends, oh, I'm just doing entertainment, like I'm just doing modeling and things like that. I didn't tell them, you know, exactly what it was. And so I remember the next time I went there, I drove out to LA in my car, and this time it was a little different, because this time I got there and this guy basically was like, okay, I'm gonna get you the job. It was almost like he was like pimping me to put me in these videos. And so I remember he would get like these hotel rooms for us, right? And we would sit there all day long and be hungry. He wouldn't feed us and, you know, just talk to us like he was crazy and all these things. And it was like really, to be honest with you, it was, now that I think about it, it was like abuse, like what a pimp would do to a prostitute. And it was just horrible. And I remember one day I called a good friend of mine, and I was, after sitting in a hotel room all day, I hadn't eaten, and I was just like so stressed out. I called a friend of mine and I said, hey, look, I need you, and I was in tears at that point. I said, I need some money. I need you to get me away from this place, right? And he was like, are you all right? And I'm like, I'm okay. I just need you to give me some money, because I didn't want to let him know exactly what was going on, you know. And he sent me the money, and I made it back to Vegas. And to this day, I appreciate him, because I don't think he knows that God used him in that moment to actually get out of a really bad situation. Because when I tell you the situation was terrible, I mean, it was just, it was like I was in a place where I didn't know. I'm from a small town in Texas, so to be in California, in a city in California, not know nobody, and I'm at a hotel room, and I'm just depending on these people that I met here. It was other women that would come and go, you know, that would stay in the hotel with me. But it was just like, even when I would tell the guy, like, hey, I need this money, like, or am I going to get my money? You know, it was always an issue, and he wouldn't pay us and give us all of the money that we were supposed to get and things like that. So it was a really bad situation, you know. And I believe that had it not been for the grace of God and the mercy of God, sending a friend to send me the money and be obedient when I asked for the money, who knows? I may have gotten stuck there, you know.
Wow.
And so I made it back to Vegas. And I remember I got back to Vegas and being broke again, right? And so I said, you know what, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to just let myself, I'm going to just get into this. And so I called the first guy that I met and began to become what they call out here an escort, okay? So it's nothing but like a glorified prostitute, okay? And so I began to get these dates, quote unquote, from this guy, and he would say, hey, all you have to do is pay me X amount of dollars and I'll get you dates, and whatever you do is whatever you do. And so I remember the first time that I ever had a date with a client, that's what I used to call them. I got to his house, and let me tell you how God will set you up, okay? I got to his house. And so as soon as I walked into his house, it was he had, like, on his table, he had a Sunday school book and a Bible.
Mm.
And so when I looked, I was like, it almost, like, scared me, because I was like, oh, my God, I think God is telling me I shouldn't be doing this. Okay? And so this guy, when he, through talking to me, he said, you're new to this. You don't. And he was like, I really feel like you don't belong in this lifestyle and you shouldn't be doing this, you know. And he was like, but I can show you the ropes or whatever. And so he and I began a relationship where it was like he would give me money for whatever, you know, he wanted at a point in time. And then from that relationship, I began to, like, go out with, like, these CEOs of, like, timeshare companies and different things like that, beautiful houses and things like that. But it wasn't until I remember one day, like, just making up in my mind, like, I can no longer do this, because I wasn't who I was saying that I was. Because while all this was going on, I was still in church, still praise dancing, you know, and nobody knew what I was doing. Living this double lifestyle, and people were still telling me, oh, you're anointed. The Holy Spirit is.
You're breaking up.
Can you now?
Yes. Okay, you just went back out again. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. No distractions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hallelujah.
Hello? You hear me?
Uh-huh. I can.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And so basically the enemy had tricked me into thinking that it was okay to live this double lifestyle and to live this lifestyle where I'm halfway in and halfway out. And it was okay because nobody was saying nothing to me. As long as I came to church, I dressed the part, I looked the part, I knew when to quicken, when it was time to quicken, it was no issue. So what I want to speak to tonight is the person that was in the situation that I was in. And to be honest with you, I went through all of that because I didn't know who I was and whose I was. I didn't know at the time that I was a daughter of the Most High, that I was a daughter of the King. I didn't know who I was because this whole time I had believed it when people told me you were ugly, this, you're that, look at your teeth, look at your head, it's long, and different things like that. So when somebody else came along to validate me, it almost like it made me go, okay, I got to latch on to this person, and I'm going to do whatever it takes for this person to keep validating me. But what you have to realize is that your validation does not come from man. It does not come from work that we do. It has to come from the Lord. It has to come from the Holy Spirit. And so there are times when we take these stereotypes, we take these titles and different things that people try and put on us and make us, and then we believe it, and then we find ourselves in this downward spiral saying, God, how did I get here? How did I get to the point where I don't even know myself no more? Because I remember looking in the mirror and looking at myself and saying, this ain't me. I love God with all of my heart. And it's like I had to get to a point to where I fell back in love with the Lord again. And to be honest with you, it's hard because when you're going to church and you're reading you occasionally read the Bible, you occasionally listen to your worship music, you're like, okay, I got a relationship. But no, the real relationships come through reading the Word, praying in the Spirit, worshiping the Lord with all your heart, your soul, fasting and prayer, you know. And so it wasn't until after I went through a horrible divorce that I said, I got to find out who Tabitha is. Who is Tabitha? Because after I went through the divorce and I decided, okay, Lord, I want a husband. I want to get married again. Who am I? What do I like? What don't I like? And I realized in that moment that all my life I had been doing everything off of validation from people. So as long as people validated me, it was okay, you know? And so what I want to speak to women, because we seek validation in the way we look, our hair, but our first validation has to come from the Lord. We have to get so wrapped up in the Lord to where we can clearly hear his voice and clearly hear him speak to us, because he tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But I believe a lot of us quote that, but we really don't believe that deep down in our hearts. So you have to get to a point to where, yes, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So when the enemy comes to remind you of mistakes or remind you of what you're not or your shortcomings, you have to combat it with the Word of God. You can't allow yourself to accept nothing less of what the Lord says about you. Because had I did that, I might not have gone through everything that I went through, but I'm glad I went through it so that now I can be on this broadcast talking about what I went through and sharing what I learned from what I went through to inspire somebody else who may be on their way down that path or someone who has gone down that path who needs encouragement on how to get out or how to overcome it. And so the first thing you got to do is be validated by the Holy Spirit. And it's hard because we live in social media, and we know in the age of social media, and we know if we post it on social media, we get likes. We feel like, okay, this is right. You feel good because people liking it. But no, Every move that you make, every decision that you make, the way you dress, the way you look, you have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for the Lord and nobody else. Okay? And then the second thing that I wanted to share from my testimony is that the Lord will truly redeem the time. The Lord will truly redeem and give you back everything that you lost. Because in the moment of me in the prostitution and in the pornography, and then when people found out about it, I was so shamed and I was so embarrassed because I was like, oh, my God, they promised me that no one would find out, and they promised me that this wouldn't happen. And then when I went to look and see about having it removed, I couldn't have it removed. So it was like, this thing is out here. And so literally God has redeemed those years that I lost, the years of my youth that I spent, you know, jumping here and there and living in that lifestyle, completely changed my image. Because the word of the Lord tells us that he that is in Christ is a new creature. The old has passed away and all things are made new. So when you allow the Lord to, when you go to the Lord and you repent from whatever it is that you've done and you ask the Lord to take it away and you truly walk in deliverance, I'm telling you, he will literally make you a new creature. And when I see people now and I share my testimony, they be like, wait, you? And I go, yeah. And it's almost like disbelief. Like if I didn't have proof that I was out there wilding out, no one would believe it. And I'm not saying I got to prove my testimony to nobody, but if there was no way for me to show it, I don't think some people would believe it. And so what I'm saying that to say is that when the Lord brings you out of whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that you're going through, he will literally erase the stench of it. Because there are some people who walk around and say, oh, I've been redeemed. I've been delivered from this. But then it's like, oh, yeah, I can tell that you used to be that. And then there's sometimes where you hear people's testimonies and you go, oh, really? And that's what we should long for, because God will literally change your name. He will change your appearance,
yes,
the way you dress, and he will literally redeem the time that you have lost. Because I used to feel like, oh, my God, I spent all that time not walking in purpose and not doing it. But God literally blew my mind this year when he just elevated me so much within this past year and did so much within this past year to where I'm just like, oh, my God, Lord, like, I don't even feel like I lost anything anymore. So once you begin to get validated by the Holy Spirit, he will redeem the time that you lost. He will change your name. He will literally make you a new creature. And so you have to get like, you have to get so desperate. You have to get to a point to where you say, I am not giving up, Lord. I'm not letting go of you, Lord, until you change my name. And that is what you have to do. You have to seek after God so hard. And, yes, it's not easy. No, it's not easy. Because there were times where I went good for a long time, and then I fell. But the point of it is that, like the Bible says, a righteous man falls 7 times, but he has to get up. So what you have to remember is that it's not in the fall. It's what you do after you fall. And when you totally repent and you say, Lord, take this away, it may take you some fasting. It may take you some crying. It may take you up. I used to hit my pillow, beat my pillow, throw stuff because I was so frustrated because I wanted to be delivered from this thing. But God will do it. And the more you fight, the easier the fight gets to be released of it, you know? So I just wanted to encourage the ladies who listen to this broadcast that, yes, you can be redeemed. Yes, you can be redeemed. But first, let's seek after validation from the Holy Spirit and him only. And once that validation comes, I'm telling you, it won't be nothing that anybody can tell you that will make you feel any less than what God has called you to be, which is his daughter of righteousness and daughter of royalty. So I hope that all made sense. I was a little nervous But I just pray that it was a word that somebody caught. Seek validation from the Lord, because it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. Because men come and men go. And a lot of us struggle because some of us didn't grow up in homes with fathers. Our fathers were missing. So it's like a part of us didn't get that love that a child is supposed to receive from that male to kind of like mold the other side of her. And so then we wind up searching for our fathers in men, and then wind up in crazy relationships because we're missing something. And I know it sounds cliche, but I've been there. We're missing it. And so when you are missing that, you have to get back into the Word of God, and you have to get back into relationship with the Lord so that He can validate you. So that's wow. All I wanted to share. I hope it was insightful. I hope it blessed someone, because it's truly my heart is to see all of God's daughters walking in royalty and walking and knowing who they are. Because when you walk and you know who you are, God can use you so much more powerfully to change lives, to be effective mothers, to be business owners the way that you need to be, you know? So that's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much, Tabitha. I have a couple of pages of notes here.
Has
blessed me as well. I did not know that about you. And as you said, there is no residue. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. When I met you, I thought this woman is a praise dancer. She's been in the church, and that's all I knew, because that's all I felt. I felt the presence of God. Mm-hmm. No matter what you went through, I felt the presence of God. And I just want to speak to what you shared, some of the things that you shared. And the very first thing that, as you began to share your testimony, that I caught was your predator may try to bless the wrong that they're doing to you. Mm-hmm. And what I want the ladies that are listening to this broadcast tonight, and even the men, because mm-hmm. there are some predators that come as women, your predator is not always going to come looking for you sexually. See, that was just what happened to Tabitha. A predator may come and may seek you out in the business world. They may seek you out mm-hmm. on your job. They may seek you out in the grocery store and continue to want to be in your presence so that they can get a foothold in your life. And that's what happened to Tabitha. So your predator may try to bless the wrong that they're doing mm-hmm. to you by speaking well of what they're trying mm-hmm. to do. In Tabitha's case, it was that the person that violated her prayed over her before they violated her, because they knew this baby was brought up in church. If mm-hmm. I pray, she may not think that it's wrong while it's happening, but they didn't understand the implication and the after effect of what happened to her being violated. So that was a very key point that she made, and that's what I took from that. Also, I want to share with you ladies that the tempter, because Tabitha shared with us that she was coming from a place of losing everything. And sometimes mm-hmm. when we lose everything, we look at things and it's like, oh, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. And for me, I can say that sometimes me not having anything was some of the best times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul talks about being abased, which is not having anything, and abounding in things, which means mm-hmm. that we have to know how to have and how not to have. So they teach you when you are in your lowest place. Tabitha was in a place where she had just lost everything in a hurricane. So the enemy mm-hmm. played on her emotion. Everything was out of whack. Her home, her emotions, her relationships. Nobody knew what was going to happen. We have to move to another place. We're going to a different city. So everything in her life was out of whack. And the enemy knows how to play on our emotions.
Mm-hmm. So she was emotional at that time, trying to figure out, mm-hmm. what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? Who's going to take care, mm-hmm. of me? Who's going to help me take care of my mother or whoever else got caught up in this tragedy? So the enemy will catch you at your lowest, mm-hmm. point in your, mm-hmm. situation or the tragedy that you're going through. But I want to encourage you, just as Tabitha did, she came out. And as she came out, we heard that she came out. She came out. She got loose from that very first predator. She got loose from that very, the second predator. And then she went back to the familiar because she got caught back up in her emotions, thinking, mm-hmm. I don't have anything. I don't have, I'm still in the same place that I was when I came out here from the hurricane. And the enemy, once again, used that. So she went back to the familiar. She made a phone call, you guys. She made the phone call and called the familiar person that she had met when she first came to Las Vegas, that she said was a pimp that was trying to introduce her to prostitution. She went back to the familiar. The enemy always brings something familiar to us. He doesn't tempt us with things that we don't understand and things that we don't know. He doesn't. He's going to bring something familiar to us. And I want you guys to be encouraged just like I was. And I know validation is in the Lord, but there is somebody on this line tonight that needs to understand that validation from man will always keep you seeking something because they cannot feel the void. As Tabitha so eloquently put it, they cannot mold what has not been shaped in you. They cannot, yes. mold what has not been shaped in from your father or from whatever was missing. They cannot mold that. God says that I am the potter and you, mm-hmm. are the clay. And he molds, mm-hmm. us and shapes us into what and who we're supposed to be. So your validation, ladies and gentlemen, is never from a, mm-hmm. man or a woman. Never from a man or a woman. And I want you to take this away, that Tabitha said that she had to fall in love with God again. Mm-hmm. As we grow in our relationship with Christ, there is a maturity that happens, and it's like he becomes our first love over and over and over and over again. It's like having a man that you can marry over and over and over again. It just gets better with time. You fall in love with Christ over and over again, and that's what Tabitha said. She had to fall in love with God again because she needed to understand who and whose she was, who and, mm-hmm. whose she was. And once she understood that, she knew the Father's love. She began to understand the love of the Father. Once we understand the love of the Father, it's hard for us to accept any other type of love. And if we do accept it, we accept it with like the side eye. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know if you're going to be able to love me how I've experienced God loving me, but I may give you a chance. So we experience that type of love. We give it the side eye. We look at it like we don't allow it to come fully into our space. But if we allow God's love to be the buffer and to be what we measure, the love that we receive in our lives, we will never accept anything less. We will never, mm-hmm. accept anything less. And I want to leave you guys with this because Tabitha told us about the things that she went through in prostituting herself. But prostitution is not always in sex. You will have people, mm-hmm. that will try to prostitute your gifts. You will have, yes. and that's the gifts and talents that God has given you to elevate his kingdom, to produce things in your own life that you need. You will have people that will try to prostitute those things. You will also have the job. There is even the job will become, you would become like a prostitute to your job. Your job can become your pimp. Also, your friends can prostitute you. If you are in school, it can become something that you are prostituting yourself in, which means that you are giving yourself more so to that thing than you are to God. And you're loving it. You're lusting behind it. You are giving it more attention than you are God. And it's becoming something that is arousing you. You get this sort of euphoric feeling from it. So prostitution can be anything. It can be anything. So tonight, ladies, I implore you, meditate on what Tabitha shared with us on tonight and to allow it to become a part of your spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you in what she said. Before we go, I want Tabitha to pray over the listeners on the broadcast and to pray over the women that would even hear the replay and to encourage them. Well, to pray, because she's already encouraged us to pray and to release the word of God over your lives so that this word is solidified in the spirit realm. And then we're going to get out of here. So I give you back the floor, Tabitha, so that you can pray over us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, you are awesome, oh God. Lord God, you are mighty, oh God. You are excellent, oh God, and there is nobody like you, Father. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. You are omnipresent, Father. You are omniscient, oh God. You know everything about us, Father. Lord God, you've been our Jehovah Jireh, oh God. You've been our provider, oh God. And Lord God, we just lift you up right now on this blog talk right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just ask, oh God, I just thank you, Lord, for filling the void of every woman that has listened to this broadcast, Father,
yes,
and
Lord.
Every woman that is going to listen to the broadcast, Father. And Lord God, I pray right now that you would send the Holy Spirit, which is your comforter, to comfort them, oh God, in the times where they feel like they are alone, Father, in the times that they feel like they have no one, oh God, in the times that they feel like
that's
they don't cool. know who they are, Father. Lord God, I decree and declare, Lord, a peace that flows over them like a river, Father, a peace that surpasses all
yes,
understanding
Lord.
In their mind. Father, and Lord God, I decree and I declare, Lord, that you are sending people to be in their lives to help them find you, Father. Lord
yes,
God, I
Lord.
Speak to every woman that is hurting right now, oh God. I speak to the hurt, oh God, and I decree that you will be a divine healer in their lives, oh God. Lord God, help
yes,
them to know,
Lord.
Oh God, that they can walk away from the hurt, oh God, that they can be healed from the hurt, oh God, from the childhood, oh God. And Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, that they shall come out bolder and more confident than,
yes.
than before, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just speak life, oh God, to every woman that has listened, oh God, that will listen, oh God. Life to the part of her life, oh God, that may have died and she doesn't know what happened to it and she doesn't know how to get it back, Father. Lord God, I pray
yes,
that you would just send a river of life to flow into her life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to know who we are in you, Father. Help us to really
yes,
walk
Lord.
In the newness and knowing who we are in you, Father. Because your word says that when we are in you, we are a new creature, Father. So, Lord God, help us to put away the old things that we try to pick up, Father.
Yes,
help us
Lord.
To not go back and return to the old thing, like a dog returns back to his vomit. Lord, help us.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Father, to put away those old things. Help us to put away the childish, Father, Lord. Renew our minds, Father,
yes,
so that
Lord.
We can seek after you, Lord. Lord, give us a hunger like never before for your word, oh God. Give us a hunger like never before for your promises, oh God, for the things of you, Lord. And help us to ultimately receive the validation that only comes from you, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just love you, Lord. We honor you. We give you all the glory because you're great and you are mighty. And Lord God, I just ask that you would just pour out an abundance of blessings over Minister Latoya, Lord, Prophetess Latoya, Lord.
I pray that you would just have your way in her life, oh God. And Lord God, we pray that you would rain on this broadcast, Father. And Lord, we thank you in advance for healing, miracles, signs, and wonders that come off of this broadcast, Father. We thank you for the testimonies, oh God, that shall come from this broadcast in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the nations that it will go to in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for enlarging her territory, Father, in the name of Jesus. As she walks after the things of you, as she is obedient unto you, Father. Lord God, we thank you for blessing her, oh God. And Lord God, we thank you for the overflow that shall flow into her house out of her obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for open doors right now in the name of Jesus, the doors that she may have been praying about, oh God, or seeking after. Lord God, we thank you for opening the doors, Lord, that she needs opening. Because, Lord God, you said in your word, oh God, that you open doors that no man can shut. So, Father, we thank you that you are going to open up the divine doors for her right now in the name of Jesus, and no one will close them in the name of Jesus. Lord. I come against every spirit that tries to attack this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, you will condemn, Father. So, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that you are condemning every tongue that has said anything negative, oh God, about this broadcast, Lord. And we know that you shall raise up a standard, oh God, against the enemy that tries to attack the broadcast in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We just love you, Lord. We just honor you, oh God. We give you all the glory because you're great and you're mighty, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, goodness gracious. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you, oh God. We thank you for your vessel, Lord. We thank you for her faith, Father. We thank you for even the praise that is in her, God, that comes out of her, Lord, when she dances, Father, because she dances before you to declare her love for you, Lord. She dances before you to declare her faithfulness to you and her leaning upon you and her needing you, God. She dances before you, God. And we thank you for that, Father. I thank you right now for opening doors for her to go before men, mighty men and women of God, that she would be able to dance before them, oh God, so that they would be able to understand who you are through dance. Father, we thank you right now. I even thank you for the school. I thank you for the school, God, that she would have. I thank you for the young girls, oh God, from the ages of 3 to 35, God, and even older that desire to dance with her. I thank you for them, God. I thank you for they're coming from the north, south, east, and west. They're even coming from the 7 continents, God. I thank you that they're going to seek her out, God, in the name of Jesus, because of what she has, oh God, and she has you. And we thank you for that one tonight, Lord. I thank you even right now, daughter who is going to be her partner, oh God. I thank you for Esther, who's going to be her partner in business, oh God, even at this tender age, Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she is even going to train young women, young girls, babies, oh God, to dance just like her mother dances, oh God, and I thank you for it, Father. I thank you right now for ministering opportunities all around the globe to share this testimony, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We glorify you. I thank you right now that you are even healing, continually to heal Tabitha. You are opening doors for her, oh God, and I thank you. Father, I even thank you now for the man that's going to love her as you do.
Yes,
and Father, I declare that if he cannot love her the way that you do, that you would remove him gently from her life.
Lord.
That you would remove him gently from her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And if he desires to love her the way that you do, I ask that you would help him, God, that you would help him to be the man of God that he needs to be to her, that you would help him be the man of God that he needs to be to Esther, that you would help him be the husband that he needs to be to the both of them, God, in the name of Jesus.
And I thank you that he would even be a father to Esther. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I bless you. I thank you for a financial blessing, oh God, upon Tabitha's life right now, Lord. She has some things before you, oh God. And I pray that you would supply every need, Father, that you would supply every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that she can accomplish and meet the goal that she's trying to meet by the end of the year. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your word. I thank you for your love, and we thank you right now, oh God, that it is because of you move and have our being. Father, we love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I have been your host. I thank every woman for being on this call tonight. I pray,
amen,
which I know that you have been blessed by this call, this broadcast tonight. I ask that you would go back and listen to the replay if you need to, so that you can be encouraged. Share this replay with somebody that you may know that's in prostitution, or somebody that you know that keeps going back to something that needs to be set free. Share this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we love you here at Faith Ambassadors, and we bless you on tonight. We declare that you would go in peace. Thank you so much,
yes,
Minister Tabitha. I love you, and
thank
I
you.
Will
love you too.
Have you back again as the Lord has me to bring you back. We love you guys. Amen.
All right. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Come on, don't stop your worship. Raise it. I can. of our God just showed up right where you are. I need somebody to bless him because your miracle is right there where you are. We've been waiting. We've been waiting on you.